What I wanted to talk about, what I was asked to talk about today, is kind of tax reform, focusing on the kind of corporate and international kind of legislative developments in that area. And so what I thought I would do is take a little bit, talking about just a little bit of the history on tax reform, just a few minutes there, and kind of move it up into more current day, and then maybe looking ahead toward the future.
All right.
Over the last 4.5 years or so, there's been quite a bit of discussion regarding tax reform.
All right.
President Obama has mentioned it in his State of the Union addresses. Both the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee have been hard at work working on tax reform. And the question that we get a lot is it going to happen?
Okay.
Let's see if we can answer that question as part of our talk. Well, a little bit of history here. The last time we had tax reform, as I think just about everybody in this room knows, was in 1986, for comprehensive tax reform, almost 30 years ago. It was a process that took 2.5 years. And what really kind of viewed as kicking off that process was in early 1984, President Ronald Reagan called for tax reform as part of his State of the Union address. Later that year, which was a presidential election year, the Reagan Treasury Department issued a 3-volume report on tax reform, just commonly referred to as Treasury One.
Okay.
Tax reform taken up by the Congress in 1985 and 1986, culminating in the signing of the Tax Reform Act of 1986 in October of that year. It was a landmark achievement and one of the major accomplishments of the Reagan administration. Well, what drove tax reform in 1986? And then we can see what, if anything, is driving tax reform today. Well, what drove tax reform in 1986? A number of things. But first, you had a president that wanted tax reform. President Reagan really led the tax reform movement. In other words, the Reagan administration, very involved, beginning that process by putting out that 3-volume report, Treasury One, in November of 1984.